Greetings. This is Clarence Bailey III of Shore Community Bible Fellowship. I want to say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas and Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. What a joyous time it is, not because of the beautiful displays of lights that bring cheer in our neighborhoods, and not because of the gifts that may be packed under the tree. It is a joyous time of year because we get to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Due to this time of season, although it would be appropriate to read the Christmas story directly from the Bible. So if you don't already, please get your Bible if you are able and follow along. I will attempt to read the Christmas story from the Bible in such a fashion that the events leading up to and after the birth of Jesus are in order that best paints the best picture in our minds and hearts of how they occurred during this time. For this reason, I will be reading from different accounts of the Christmas story in the gospel books of Matthew and Luke. To help provide clarity, I will try to give a summary of where we are in the story as we transition from the different texts. Before the reading of the scripture, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, you are awesome, you are wonderful, you are great, you are merciful. Lord, forgive us for not giving you the glory and honor as we should. Forgive us for being selfish and pursuing the things we want rather than being obedient to the commands in your holy word. Thank you for your grace and your love that you continuously shows us. Your grace and your love is evident, especially as we think about the true meaning of this season, which is Jesus. I pray that today's reading and message is pleasing to you. Give us the ears to listen to your truth. In all things, I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I will begin reading starting in Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. Again, Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. In this portion of scripture, I will read the genealogy of Jesus. Now, I must admit, I once had a bad habit of skipping through portions of scripture that list genealogies in the Bible, like this one that I'm about to read in these 17 verses. However, I have grown in my appreciation of the Bible and understand and belief in what 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 through 17 says. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work, which means that every single word in the Bible is important. We must treasure them all. So I will start off with the genealogy of Jesus and go from there. Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 17, and it reads, "The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. And Jacob begot Judah and his brothers. Judah begot Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram. Ram begot Amminadab. Amminadab begot Nahshon. And Nahshon begot Salmon. And Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab. Boaz begot Obed by Ruth. Obed begot Jesse. And Jesse begot David the king. David the king begot Solomon by her who had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon begot Rehoboam. Rehoboam begot Abijah. Abijah begot Asa. Asa begot Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat begot Joram. And Joram begot Uzziah. Uzziah begot Jotham. Jotham begot Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Hezekiah. Hezekiah begot Manasseh. Manasseh begot Amon. And Amon begot Josiah. Josiah begot Jeconiah. And his brothers about the same time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begot Shealtiel. And Shealtiel begot Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel begot Abiud. Abiud begot Eliakim. And Eliakim begot Azar. Azar begot Zadok. Zadok begot Achim. Achim begot Eliud. Eliud begot Eleazar. Eleazar begot Matthan, and Matthan begot Jacob. And Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. And verse 17 says, "So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David until the captivity in Babylon are 14 generations. From the captivity in Babylon until the Christ are 14 generations. Now, let us turn to Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 55, to read the beginning of Mary's account of the Christmas story. Again, Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 26. Verse 26 reads, "Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, 'Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women.' But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.' Then Mary said to the angel, 'How can this be, since I do not know a man?' And the angel answered and said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible.' Then Mary said, 'Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word.' And the angel departed from her. Now Mary arose in those days and went to the hill country with haste to a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened, when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke with a loud voice and said, 'Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told from the Lord.'" Verse 46 says, "And Mary said, 'My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name, and his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm, and he has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever." Now, let's turn back to Matthew chapter 1 and picking up in verse 18 through 25. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 25, we will read the beginning of Joseph of the Christmas story. Matthew chapter 1, starting at verse 18, says, "Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take you, Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.'" Verse 22. "So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord throughout the prophet, saying, 'Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,' which is translated, God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Now, turning to Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, we will now read the account of the glorious account of the birth of Jesus Christ up until the early days of his life. Let's now read Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Verse 8. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over the flock their night. Verse 8. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the sayings which was told to them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told to them. Continuing in Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 21, this is the account when baby Jesus has turned 8 days old. Verse 21 reads, "And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Now when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, was completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons." Verse 25. "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, 'Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel.' And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, 'Behold, the child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which was spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Verse 36. And now there was one, Hannah, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. So when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now turning back to the book of Matthew, looking at chapter 2, I will read the account of where the wise men visited Jesus. This account probably took place around 2 years after Jesus was born. Again, Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 23. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes and the people together, he inquired of them where Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet." Verse 6, "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child. When you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Verse 13. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and all its districts, from 2 years and old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they are no more." Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead." Then he arose, took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father's Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, "He shall be called a Nazarene." Now, let's turn to Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 52. Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 52. Up to this point in scripture, there is not anything recorded of Jesus' childhood until he reached the age of 12. Now let's read now in Luke chapter 2, starting in verse 41. Verse 41. His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the Feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they had finished the days as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother did not know it. But supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. Now so it was that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. Then he went down and with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. I will conclude the scripture reading at the end of verse 52 of Luke chapter 2. As I read the birth of Jesus from the several accounts in the book of Matthew and Luke, I also want to point out that the birth of Jesus was promised in the Old Testament also. Some scriptures that were referenced in the reading was Isaiah chapter 7 verses 14, which reads, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel." This verse predicted the virgin birth of Jesus and calls him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Also, scriptures such as Micah chapter 5 verse 2 says, "But you, Bethlehem, Ephrath, do you are little among the thousands of Judah. Yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler of Israel, whose going forth are from of old, from everlasting." This particular scripture predicted the specific birthplace of the Messiah in Bethlehem. And the last example I will share of the Old Testament prophecy of the birth of Jesus is also in the book of Isaiah. But in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, which says, "For unto us a child is born. Unto us a child is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." This verse shows the divine authority and peace that Jesus' birth brings. There is no doubt that the promise was fulfilled, the promise that the Savior of the world would be born. The Savior has been born, and we get to celebrate that at Christmas. To the Christian, I pray this Christmas season fills your heart with joy, peace, and hope. In addition to your heart being filled with joy, peace, and hope, I pray that you will prioritize being obedient to Jesus. In Luke chapter 1, it records the account of how the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary and told her that she would have a child. Understandably, Mary was afraid at first. She did not know what exactly lied ahead in her future. But what Mary said in verse 38 of Luke chapter 1 is, she said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." Mary, in these words, surrendered her life to the will of God. That is the lesson we can all take heed to today. We must surrender our lives to the will of God and not our own will. Ultimately, this is the season of repentance as we think about the work of Jesus on the cross. Remember, you can't have Christmas without Christ. To the one who may have been listening to this message and reading of the account of Jesus' birth and his early childhood in the scriptures, you may not really know what to make out about all of these things. You may have questions. You may be skeptical. You may be unsure of what to think about what you heard. I would like to share something important. As I stated at the beginning, this is a joyous time of the year. Not because of the beautiful displays of lights and not because of the gifts that may be packed under the tree. However, it is a joyous time of the year because we celebrate the gift, capital G, who was put on a tree. This gift I am referring to is Jesus. The birth of Jesus, the Savior of the world, is so important. God, who is all powerful and who is all love, set in motion Since the fall of mankind, because of the sin of our first parents, Adam and Eve, in the Garden of Eden. Since then, mankind has been separated from our Heavenly Father because of sin. God, who is holy, cannot tolerate sin. And God, who is also just, which means that he is judged. Because he is judged, God must punish sin. The Bible says that the penalty of sin is death, an eternal separation of hell outside the presence of God. God, in his great love, however, knew that mankind could not pay the price of death for their sins, so he orchestrated a plan to redeem mankind. To redeem means to bring mankind back into relationship with him, the perfect relationship. God's plan to redeem mankind to himself is provided to us by way of Jesus. Jesus is the only one who can pay the penalty of our sins because he is the only one who has ever walked the earth who is sinless. That is why Jesus is called the perfect Lamb of God. What all people must do is make a decision if they will accept the gift of all gifts. Will you make a decision today to believe that Jesus Christ was born, and that he was crucified on the cross, was buried, and rose again on the third day, and he still reigns at the right hand of the Father? You must repent of your sin. You must make the decision to hate your sin and surrender your life to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. Today, would you accept Jesus? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are worthy to be praised. Thank you for Jesus. Let us remember what this season is all about, your son Jesus. Pray all that was said and done was pleasing to you and your will. I pray that the Christian has been encouraged, and I pray that the one who may have questions will yield to the Holy Spirit, who may be softened in their heart to be able to accept the truth of your son, Jesus, and have eternal salvation that comes from believing in him. Lord, I love you. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Clarence Bailey III of Shore Community Bible Fellowship. Thank you for listening to this message. If you have any questions about today's message, if you have a prayer request or have decided to follow or renew your commitment to Jesus, we would like to hear from you. Please call us at 757-710-6843. Again, 757-710-6843, or visit our website at shorecommunitybible.org. Also, I invite you to join us at 1115 on Sunday mornings or 6 p.m. on Wednesdays in the Outreach Center at Exmoor Baptist Church, located on the corner of Akahana and Main in Exmoor, Virginia. At Shore Community Bible Fellowship, we desire to see everyone worship God, grow in his word, serve others, and plant churches. May God's peace and blessings be upon you and your family.